Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
Oh, what a great time to be living in Kansas City, in the coolest town in America, the hippest place on earth, where Taylor Swift comes to football games, stands in a suite, shouts, "Let's effing go," and watches Travis Kelce score a touchdown as the Chiefs just destroy the Chicago Bears 41-10 in a game that was worse than the final score. It was more lopsided than the final score. The Bears probably wouldn't have scored all day if the Chiefs played this one from start to finish, but Andy Reid emptied the bench in the third quarter of this one. It was like a college non-conference game for the Kansas City Chiefs, and everybody is talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, who was seated with Travis Kelce's mom, watched the Chiefs win. They kept her in her suite for quite some time after the game was over because the fans were crowded outside the suite waiting for her to exit. Arrowhead security had to disperse the regular Chiefs fans, or the other Chiefs fans, the non-celebrity Chiefs fans, and keep them away. And then they were able to get her to an elevator and get her downstairs where she met Travis Kelce, walked through the, you know, we used to call it like the elephant tunnel or the service entrance, and got into his old school 1960s something, looks like a Chevrolet convertible to me, that's kind of a dark purple with no license plate on. I don't know how he drives around with no license plate, but he does. And they drove off into the sunset, people around town snapping pictures of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift at sunset driving around with the top down on their convertible in Kansas City. And it is not just in the sports circles of all the things that we normally see, whether you listen to sports radio or this podcast or read online sites or catch SportsCenter. No, it's crossed over. It's TMZ, it's regular news, it's CNN, it's Fox, it's every single thing everywhere. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Even Bill Belichick was asked about it in New England on Monday morning. And Bill Belichick, who never makes jokes, Bill Belichick coming on to Travis Kelce said, "Travis Kelce's had a lot of big catches in his life, but if this is real, that's the biggest catch of his life." Taylor Swift's a billionaire, folks. She's got like $1 billion. And so I don't know what comes of this. They weren't holding hands. I think they're just getting to know each other. This could be a, what do they call it? A spring to summer romance, or what? I don't even know what the saying is. I'm so past my prime in all this, but I think it's cute. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I don't like her politics at all. I don't like Travis Kelce's politics because he has stayed out of politics, but apparently now he is not. During the Bud Light controversy, he did a Bud Light spot, and now he's doing the Pfizer ad for taking two shots at once. My God, an athlete telling you, take two shots at once. When you go in for your flu shot, get your COVID shot. It's a good commercial. It's cute. He can act. He's got it. Travis Kelce is the total package, but I am afraid he's going to turn out to be a flaming liberal, and it is looking really bad. He's taking a lot of heat from Chiefs fans on social media. I received a bunch of emails over the weekend about this Pfizer commercial that he's doing and how he sold out to Big Pharma. You know, I would say this, if McDonald's won, if Bud Light paid you a dollar to do a commercial, I would think Pfizer pays you three or maybe five. And so I'm going to guess the money was just too good to turn down. And, you know, consult your physician, all that. You can hide behind those things. But is it disappointing? Is Kelce looking like a liberal? Yeah, he certainly is. And if he and Taylor Swift are going to be together, he has to pass that test. I don't think she's ever going to be with a conservative. I don't. Because she is hard left. It's why she left country music. It's why Maren Morris is leaving country music. Other women are too. Leaving country music and going into more popular mainstream type music, trying to hit the young Swifties and be impressionable upon them and mold them into good, hard, solid leftists that hate conservatives, a lot of times dislike America, certainly don't like men very much. They can be pigs and abusive and awful and mean. A lot of Taylor Swift songs are about that. But she seemed happy with Travis Kelce, and all is right in Kansas City. And the offense, as we get to the football portion of this thing, looked way better. But I will caution you right now, as we said on this podcast all last week, the Bears are bad. They do not belong. They're just not an NFL team. I mean, this is going to be like a three-win team this year. They're bad. They can't beat anybody. What do the Chicago Bears do well? I didn't see it. I can't find it. I've watched them all year this year, and I can't find it. I don't know how Justin Fields is still playing in this league. I don't know how a team could commit to him and say, this is our guy, and we're sticking with him. Matt Eberflus was a great longtime assistant at the University of Missouri with Gary Pinkel. I'm not sure he's head coaching material. The defensive coordinator just left last week. That team didn't play with any heart or passion. Fields, an NFL quarterback, went 11 for 22, 99 yards with a 58.7 rating. And they're just going to trot him back out there again next week? The Bears are awful. Okay, and I've mentioned this many times before. And by the way, I'm on a heater. I had a really good weekend betting on college and pro games. And I almost always exclusively bet against teams. So I'll play a little money on the Chiefs every week because I'm watching the Chiefs game or whatever. And I'll go both ways. Last week I lost. I went on Jacksonville and I lost. I thought Jacksonville would play better than they did. I thought they were better than they are. And they're not very good, apparently. And I thought they were. And I thought the Chiefs had struggled and the Lions. And, you know, so I was betting against the Chiefs defense last week is what I was doing. And the Chiefs defense was outstanding. And it was outstanding again on Sunday. So we have to take that seriously. And we have to look at this like that will probably be the Bears' worst offensive game this year or one of the top two or three worst offensive games for the Bears. And there's a reason for it. The Chiefs' defense is really good. We've very quietly been sitting here watching the Chiefs win Super Bowls with the youngest team in the league, a $500 million quarterback, a Hall of Fame head coach, and drafting defensive players that don't really get us too excited. And all of a sudden, they're all out there, and they're all young, and they're all fast, and you're like, dang, this team's pretty good. Look at this defense. How hard are the Chiefs going to be to beat if they can really play defense? Now, everybody in the league is talking about right now, everybody in the country, is talking about November 5th. That's going to be the Chiefs and the Dolphins in Germany. The fans in Germany are getting the best NFL game of the year. If these quarterbacks are healthy, they're getting the best game of the year. The Chiefs and Dolphins will be a show. One of the reasons will be a show is the Dolphins are essentially what the Chiefs were 5 years ago. I say it right now, the Dolphins have a better offense than the Chiefs. They just have more weapons. Right now, the Dolphins have a better offense than the Chiefs. How can you argue that? They just put 70 points on the board in an NFL game. They beat the Broncos 70-20. Sean Payton should be fired in Denver. This is why I would not make a very good owner. I would have fired Sean Payton after the game. I would have said, I've got patience. I can wait. We can turn this thing around. I believe in you as a coach, but I cannot believe in you as a coach if you give up 70 points in the NFL. And Sean Payton showing up to try to fix Russell Wilson and somehow just destroying and ruining Denver's defense, which has been pretty good for years, is stunning to watch. I mean, Denver is just awful at everything. And Sean Payton's got to be a big part of that. I don't know how you give up 70 points. But the Dolphins are the show. The Chiefs were fun yesterday. The Dolphins are the offensive show in the NFL, and that is going to be some game when the Chiefs play the Dolphins. Here's the good news. If the Chiefs have one of the top five defenses in the NFL, they won't have to be as good on offense as the Dolphins to win a Super Bowl. They won't. And it'll be a whole new way to beat teams. And I think we'll see that with the Chiefs as the season goes on. And that's why this game was so lopsided and boring, because the Chiefs' defense was so good. The Chiefs of 3 or 4 years ago would have probably won this game 41-27 or something. And it would have still been a game in the fourth quarter and everybody would have been in because they've been giving up touchdowns to Justin Fields. But now they don't. And it for three quarters, the starters on starters was just complete and utter domination by the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes destroyed zone defenses in this game yesterday. He just shredded them apart, finding open receivers. 272 yards and three touchdowns. That's in three quarters. That's pretty solid. The player I was most impressed with in this game, and a lot of people had different takeaways. Yes, Travis Kelce had a nice game. Yes, he got a touchdown for Taylor Swift. Isaiah Pacheco was the leading rusher. There were good performances around the field for the Chiefs. Everybody on defense played well. But the one that caught my eye, and I want everybody to remember here, we're talking about this early in the season, because the people I talk to around the team tell me that they believe that Rashee Rice is not Jerry Rice, but he's going to be the best receiver on this team. That Rashee Rice for years is going to be Patrick Mahomes' top receiver. That he's essentially, if we looked at it and said, okay, Tyreek Hill, then Travis Kelce, Kelsey's going to be getting older, Rashee Rice is going to be that guy. They believe that. They spent all of training camp and the first couple games easing this player in, dipping the toe in the water. Andy Reid loves to do that. He loves to do that with younger players. Then all of a sudden you look up in November in week 9 or 10 and you're like, wow, this rookie's pretty good and they're playing pretty well. That happens a lot with Andy Reid, and it's his formula. He doesn't believe they're ready coming out of college. He believes they do need an offseason, a training camp, a few snaps out there in regular games to see the speed and get the feel for it all, go back to practice, work on technique, work on learning the offense, work on all the little things. But did it not look like it's starting to turn on for Rashee Rice? He really could have had two touchdowns in this game. Both of them stopped inside the one as he was reaching for the touchdown. But hitting that seam and going was lethal. Again, the Bears aren't very good. The Chiefs are going to play a good defense Sunday night in the Jets. We're going to learn a lot more about the Chiefs' offense come Sunday night in this game against the Jets. Here's the part. At the beginning of the year, I had this down as a loss for the Chiefs. But I had Aaron Rodgers playing quarterback for the Jets. I had the Jets scoring some points, and I didn't have the Chiefs' defense playing this well. When you factor now that the Chiefs' defense is this good and the Jets are completely and utterly useless on offense and inept, this could be a low-scoring game, but the Chiefs are going to win this game. The Jets aren't going to be able to score on the Chiefs. I mean, it looks to me like if the Chiefs can score 17 Sunday night, they'll probably win this game. So the Chiefs are a 9-point favorite over the Jets. I think the Chiefs will struggle some on offense. I don't think they'll look like they did yesterday. And I really want to see if Rashee Rice is involved in this thing Sunday night. Because now you're talking about Sauce Gardner and players like that, manning up on him, covering him, and see. But that was my, other than the Taylor Swift, we're going to remember this, the Taylor Swift game. I mean, let's be honest. But my football takeaway from this thing was Rashee Rice. That's what the Chiefs need. They need that wide receiver. They need a number one wide receiver. The rest of them are just guys. They need a number one guy. And honest to goodness, they think Rashee Rice is that guy. And they've thought all along, as they get farther along this season, that he will develop into one of the really terrific young receivers in this league. So we'll look forward to seeing that. Boy, there was something really weird happened while you slept. I don't know if you heard this story or not. 3:55 this morning. If you watched Sunday Night Football, you watched the Steelers beat the Raiders 23-18. The Raiders had a chance down 8 with 2.5 minutes to go for a 4th and goal and get the touchdown and then the 2-point conversion to tie the game. Instead, they kicked a field goal to make it 23-18. Well, they lost the game, and their coach McDaniels after the game is like, yeah, it could go this way, it could go that way. No, you have to try to get the touchdown there and tie the game, and they failed. But that's kind of what the division is. The division looks like it stinks. But the Steelers got on their plane in Las Vegas and headed back to Pittsburgh after the game. And at 3:55 a.m., they landed at KCI emergency style. Fire trucks blaring, the whole deal. They had oil pressure failure in one of their engines and landed here in Kansas City at 4 a.m. this morning before they could check it out and get it repaired and get the team home. So the Steelers had a long night, but they had a long night after getting a win. They obviously feel pretty good about that. But that's crazy, man. Can you imagine being up at 30,000 feet and you just start dropping down and, okay, we're going to Kansas City. Here we go. And they did. So the Pittsburgh Steelers were at KCI for quite a while, I guess, this morning, before they got back to Pittsburgh after their win. Some other notes in the National Football League. The Dolphins had 726 yards in their game. That's just absolutely insane. They have scored 130 points in 3 games. That's number 2 in the history of the NFL. The 68 Cowboys scored 132. 68 Cowboys, really? Miami Dolphins have 130 points through their first 3 games. That's number 2 all-time in the NFL. I don't know how Sean Payton defends any of this stuff. That was just an unbelievable beatdown that looked like a college non-con. The Dallas Cowboys went to Arizona and got hit in the mouth. The Cardinals came out and said, we don't respect you. They trash-talked Dak Prescott. A couple of players were caught on tape calling him names, calling him a punk ass and some things like that. Overrated. The Cardinals, 0-2, were out there talking spit on the Cowboys. And then they backed it up and beat them. Didn't see that coming. Neither did one better at Hollywood Casino in Kansas City, Kansas. Spetter was very proud of himself. He walked into the casino this week and put $100,000 down on a 3-team parlay. Now, this was one of those teaser parlays where you get to move the line. So you move the line on all 3 teams. They moved it 9 points. So the Chiefs were a 12-point favorite. So one of his plays was the Chiefs minus three. He got to move it to minus three. It was three games. He played the 49ers on Thursday night. It was a $100,000 bet to win $190,000, I believe. He got to move the 49ers line to where they were minus two. That covered. He got the Chiefs down to minus three. That was a laugher. And he had the Dallas Cowboys minus three and lost $100,000. The Dallas Cowboys. Wow. Man, they couldn't look better their first 2 weeks, and they brought absolutely nothing at all in that game. And I mean nothing. I'm excited, man. I'm excited for November 5th. I'm not wishing away the season because the Chiefs are going to reel off some wins. This is going to be fun. The Bears was easy. The Jets can't score. At the Vikings, they just look like they know how to lose. Then you get the Broncos, two of the next three games. The Chargers are sprinkled in there, but it's at Arrowhead. They'll have the Broncos and Chargers back-to-back in October before going to Denver and then going to Germany to face the Dolphins. Then it gets really hard down the stretch. Eagles, Packers, Bills, Bengals, Chargers. Woo! It's going to be a fun season. We're all feeling much better about the Chiefs than we did after week one. I ran into a guy this weekend who walked right up to me and said, "Hey, check this out." And he pulled out and showed me his Finch pocket knife. And I said, "Oh man, that's awesome. That's so cool." He says, "Yeah, we listen. And I've bought five or six of those. You're going to break me. I'm buying so many of them, but I love them. And you know, different days I'm in a different mood, want to carry a different one. I like having them in my drawer. They're really, really great knives." I said, "That's really cool." He goes, "I don't have the Wasp yet." I said, "Oh, you mean the Stinger?" Because there's a logo that's like a wasp, but it's actually a knife. It's called the Stinger. It just came out Friday. The new Stinger series is available only online at finchknifeco.com. It's not in stores yet. Finchknifeco.com. Keep life from getting a little dull with a Finch pocket knife. Finchknifeco.com. I was in Manhattan Saturday for the game. We'll get to college football here in a moment. And spent a few minutes up at Colbert Hills. We went by the pro shop there and grab some swag, and some people were playing on game day, getting ready for the night game. It was a beautiful place, Colbert Hills is. Fantastic golf course. And now you can stay and play as they have teamed up with the Bluemont Hotel to offer an unbelievable special. The number one hotel in Manhattan, the number one golf course, teaming up for a stay and play experience for the ages. Just $110 per person includes your golf and your room. That's it. Two people stay for $220. Four people stay for $440. That's two rooms, two carts, four green fees, $440. Or you could choose to stay at the Sammy Family Lodge right there at the golf course and get the same deal. The Bluemont Hotel is located right across from Aggieville. It's perfect for dining, shopping, entertainment. It's also adjacent to campus if you're doing business there. If you run a business and you like to, you know, tip your cap to your employees every now and then, do a little team building, this would be an awesome deal for a night. A little staycation. Take eight people from work, go out there, have a couple of foursomes on the golf course, stay at the Bluemont, go get a steak dinner. I mean, you just have a wonderful time. For more information, contact Zoe at the Bluemont Hotel, 785-473-7091. That's 785-473-7091, or log on to BluemontHotel.com. There's limited availability, so call her right away. She might even hook you up with a free beer at Goolsby's if you mention the podcast. That's Zoe at the Bluemont Hotel. And Daniel and his team at Earth Effects Outdoor, this is your lawn and landscape company for all things landscaping. It's Earth Effects Outdoor. Berms, trees, ponds, retaining walls, drainage, lighting, or maybe you just need your yard aerated right now and overseeded. They can help you out. Call 816-478-7700. 816-478-7700. You got about 6 weeks to bring your lawn back right now. And if you want some help, EE Outdoor can help you with that. Say, "I got a tired old lawn from this summer. Can you please help me out?" 816-478-7700, online at eeoutdoor.com. College football, we kind of bounced around a little bit on Saturday. We stayed at my friend's place for a while, the friend you can't mention on the podcast, and we watched some early games. We watched Florida State win in overtime. Then we thought, well, we'll bounce to the stadium, and we packed a very small cooler with like two beers in it. And we were going to stand there for a little bit, and he's got club-level tickets, so we were going to be inside the air conditioning, and they have a nice pregame spread and everything up there. He does it right. It's, by the way, the stadium is ridiculous. The club level there is better than Arrowhead. What they have done with that stadium is just crazy. It's really, really nice. So we were going to do this, and he says, well, I got a frat party, frat reunion thing going on over in some other parking lot. So he takes off. So it's me and my buddy Andy and then the friend you can't mention on the podcast, wife. And we start walking around. We run into these folks that we know or that Dwayne knows better than I do, but I've met them. And they have one of those buses, like a tour bus. What was cool about this tour bus that they had was it was older. It was like maybe from the 90s or something. It had really heavy captain's chairs and things like that. You know what I mean? But they had just taken such great care of it. And I don't know whether they got it used or they've had it forever and ever and ever. But they said, yeah, jump on board or something like that. We stepped on board. And they had the KU game on the TV inside there. And it was air conditioned. It was while it was raining in Kansas City, it was 89 and sunny in Manhattan. We were standing on asphalt. It was hot. So we go in there and we sat in there for maybe an hour and a half and watched the KU games, which is I'm going to get to the KU game. But the people that hosted us, Todd Hansen was in there. He's just an awesome dude. He has Alma Creamery, which is where my dad is from. You've heard me mention my dad was from Alma. My mom's from Paxico. My dad died in 1999, but he always loved Alma and they love Paxico. And the Hansons they have Alma Creamery there in Alma. They now have a store on the road. There's a giant new I-70 convenience store thing close to Alma. But they ship, they have the best cheese anywhere. It's Alma cheese. It's really easy. A-L-M-A, almacheese.com. And I didn't really know they did this, but like the steak companies do this or the popcorn companies do this, they ship gift boxes anywhere. And they have dozens of different types of cheeses that they make right there at the creamery in Alma. Got their own dairy. It's really great fresh cheese. It's just the best. And of course, he's cooking up these burgers at his tailgate and putting this unbelievably delicious and gooey cheese all over these burgers and stuff. Really great. Just wanted to give him a shout out for being really cool people, hanging out with us, putting up with us for a little while on Saturday, getting a K-State win, and let you know that that's where my dad's from. And they're great guys, and Alma cheese is awesome. If you like cheese, log on to almacheese.com. I haven't ordered any yet. I'm going to go on later today and I'm going to order some and have it sent here to the house. And then I'll decide maybe I'll give gifts to everyone this Christmas of Alma cheese. Who doesn't love cheese? Who doesn't love cheese? Alma, A-L-M-A, almacheese.com. If you want to try to order some, pretty cool duo. So we're sitting there watching the KU game. KU's losing. It's the third quarter and they're down. It started third quarter, 17-14. BYU's got the lead. We're like, uh-oh, this is a game here now. How did BYU hold KU to 14 points? Because I didn't see that coming. I thought, well, KU's going to score like at least 35 in this game, right? But they've only got 14 at the half. And Jalen Daniels never really got on track passing, although he was efficient. Part of that reason was because they ran the ball so well. KU just ran the living daylights out of it. They rushed for 221 in this game. Daniels threw for 130. But what occurs to me is I watch Kansas play. Kansas is a beautifully coached offense. They're not exactly what the Miami Dolphins were yesterday. They're not exactly the Chiefs because you don't have Patrick Mahomes. But it's the same kind of thing. Everything crosses. Everything has space. And when Jalen Daniels throws to a receiver at Kansas, what stands out to me more than anything else about Kansas football, more than their running game was great in this game, more than anything else, is when he throws the football, he's throwing it to somebody that's wide open. All right? And these are not NFL Hall of Fame receivers on this team. They're nice receivers at KU. They're good receivers. Nothing wrong with these receivers. They're fine college, fine Big 12 receivers. But it's not like they're sitting like KU has Luther Burden. Okay, that's not it. It's schemed. Everybody is open. I mean everybody, even coming out of the backfield. They confuse defenses like nobody else. And they eventually did this with BYU. They made some changes. They made some adjustments. They kept going. KU puts 38 on the board and wins 38-27 over BYU in a game that I think is just going to look like a better and better win as the season goes on. The Jayhawks are ranked number 24 in the country now. They're at the University of Texas this week. They're in a great spot. Nobody expects them to win. Nobody will expect Kansas to go to Texas and win. But I'll tell you what, they scheme those receivers open. They scheme their way to points. They have really good players, but the scheme is just beautiful. It's wonderful coaching. The way they coach that offense is gorgeous. Simply gorgeous. A little concerned about the KU defense. How can you not be? They gave up 357 yards passing to a BYU team, and they gave up a whole bunch the week before against Nevada, a team that wasn't very good at all. So you have to be – KU's defense actually, it's weird. They look better while you're watching them play than they actually perform. Does that make any sense? It looks like they're fast enough. It looks like they're in position a lot of times. It looks like they're doing the right thing, and then you look up and they give up 27 points and 360 yards passing. And you go, ooh, okay, that needs some work. The game I attended, Kansas State, they beat UCF 44-31. DJ Giddens, 207 yards rushing in this game for K-State and 86 receiving. Now, that's a big day. That's nearly 300 yards and four touchdowns out of one player. Kansas State had a school record 32 first downs in this game. And a lot of K-State fans were bragging about 32 first downs. And I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just pointing out a fact. If you have 32 first downs in a game, you do not have an explosive offensive player. That's just a fact. You just don't have one. You do not have a take-it-to-the-house guy at receiver, at tight end, at running back. You don't have it. Deuce Vaughn is gone. DJ Giddens had one of the greatest days you'll ever see that you didn't notice was happening if you were watching the game. You were just watching it going, okay, another first down. Oh, okay, another first down. This was, it's the difference between Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. That Chiefs won plenty of games with Alex Smith moving the chains. But watching Mahomes sling it and throw 80-yard touchdown pass is a whole different deal. Got an explosive player. So Kansas State is lacking that. That doesn't mean they don't have it. The backup, Avery Johnson, didn't take a snap in this game. There was no Avery running in this game. He would be their most explosive runner. And he is their most explosive player. He just doesn't play because he's not ready to be starting quarterback yet, and apparently they don't want to use him anywhere else. My use for Avery Johnson would be I'd have him on the field now. I'd be using him in the slot. I'd be tossing it to him. I'd get him five or six touches a game between running it and throwing swing passes to him. I'd be getting him five or six touches a game as my backup quarterback. I'm not saying go play him as the starter. I'm saying he's that guy, and everybody in the K-State program knows it. Okay? He's a game breaker, and he's not on the field. And maybe it's for down the road. I don't know. The real takeaway here, none of the new teams won. They all lost. The first thing I noticed about UCF was the two guys they had playing in the middle of their defensive line were just kind of like big, fat, out-of-shape dudes that aren't athletic. Yeah, if you run into them, they can probably tackle you, but they're not moving anybody anywhere to tackle you. And they didn't, because Giddens ran for 207. And, you know, he's not Marcus Allen, right? So UCF, to this point, I'll just say this. They're a nice football team. Their offense did a lot. They were creative. They did a lot of nice things. This was not an overly easy game. They're a nice football team. I'm not bad-mouthing the team and where they are. What I noticed right away is that defense isn't worthy of playing in this league. They're going to get shredded. That UCF defense is going to get shredded by a lot of teams. A lot of teams. Missouri Tigers, man, they got a chance to go 5-0. They're going to Vanderbilt this week. Mizzou will go to 5-0 with a win at Vandy. How about this? Brady Cook had 341 in this game. Burden was a freak, 177 yards receiving. Brady Cook is now number 2 in the SEC and the number 9 rated quarterback in the country. Cody Schrader is the number 1 ranked running back in the SEC, and Luther Burden is the number 4 wide receiver in America. Well, we know what Burden is, and we know now Brady Cook can get it to him. That alone, that's the Chiefs' formula. The Chiefs' formula has always been, okay, we got a quarterback and we got a receiver, and that can do a lot for you. He had Tyreek Hill, he's got Travis Kelce. That's pitch and catch. That works against anybody. You go to Vandy, it works. You bring LSU in, that works. These teams aren't going to be able to stop Luther Burden. And when they do, it's going to require so much personnel to do that that Cody Schrader's going to run the football. Missouri's got balance on offense. They got balance on offense. I'm still surprised their defense isn't. I think their players are better than the results so far, but maybe it's just the college game. Maybe that's just where we are in 2023. Maybe everybody is. I'd say that, but then we just watched Ohio State and Notre Dame play one of the great defensive games of all time. I mean, that was just one of the best college football games you'll ever see. 17-14, Ohio State wins at the buzzer. Fantastic. And big-time defense. You could just see NFL players all over the field. I think defense does still exist in some places. Just doesn't seem to exist around here very much. But, man, what a deal for Missouri. They got a great chance to go to 5-0 with a road win this week, 5-0 and LSU coming in, the zoo will be rocking. That's going to be wild. College football was flat out crazy this weekend. Oregon destroys Colorado. The shine's off Dion. But the Fox version of College Game Day is still going to be there this week. Florida State, as I mentioned earlier, won in overtime against Clemson. Clemson's out of the playoff. They've got two losses. They won't make it. Alabama survived. They played great defense. That was their script. Great defense against Ole Miss. Alabama, great defense at home. They typically win. Bama doesn't have much for offense. They've got a quarterback problem. But if their defense is going to be good, there are going to be a lot of teams at home. And they were able to do that against Ole Miss, so they're still alive, despite the fact that they have a loss. It was just a terrific weekend in college football. Hope you enjoyed it. All right, we'll move on to some news, and that's brought to you by Window World, simply the best for less. Lifetime warranty, American-made windows, siding, and doors. One call does it all. In Kansas or Missouri, even parts of Iowa, for Window World, they'll come to you, take a look at your project, give you a bid, and never pressure you. 816-799-0820. Online at windowskansascity.com. That's windowskansascity.com. The official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs are Window World, simply the best for less. TheNewCarImage.com. Oh, the friend you can't mention on the podcast, his wife is calling Brad this week. She wants the ceramic coating on the outside of her car. She's like, I got to polish up the outside of this baby. So she's going to be calling Brad at 816-499-1470. That's 816-499-1470 for TheNewCarImage.com. This is complete detailing and maintenance of your vehicle. They'll even have it serviced for you if you'd like them to. They provide dealer maintenance and valet services, like coordinating taking your vehicle to the dealer to pay for it, pick it up, bring it back to the customer, get it serviced, DMV services, everything at the New Car Image. They're basically your porter. They're your concierge. TheNewCarImage.com. If you want to get a detail right now, call Brad at 816-499-1470 and get your car cleaned up. Back 9 Development is online at back9development.com. They're a custom home builder in Kansas City, and they'd love to meet with you if you're thinking about building a new home. Real estate has slowed down, but new home building has not. Folks are building new homes, and if you'd like to build your dream home, contact TJ at Back 9 Development and say, hey, what can you do for us? Here's what we're thinking. 785-236-0161. That's 785-236-0161. You want to see the entire portfolio of TJ's great work? It's online at back9development.com. Oh, I like this one. The Washington Post, over the weekend, along with ABC, they published, here's the deal. They have these polls commissioned. They do polling, and they have them commissioned, and it's expensive. It's not cheap. And then they have to report on the poll, regardless of what the poll says. And maybe this is a setup. Nobody's talking about this maybe being a setup, but I'll get to the setup later. Let me tell you what they reported and how they wrote about it. ABC and the Washington Post commissioned a presidential poll, and Donald Trump is up 10 points on Joe Biden. And you know what? I believe it. I believe that. It's 52-42, which means right now, if that's accurate, this would be a landslide of epic proportions. There would be no swing states. Those would all be red. Okay, and if there's 52-42 with 8 undecided, the majority of those 8 are Trump because they just don't want to tell the pollster. So we're probably going 57-43. Truth be told, that would be one of the most epic beatdowns ever. It gives me great hope that Americans have decided they will not vote for Joe Biden because he's inept. More than anything, that's what it's about. People vote against as much as they vote for. And I'm hopeful of that. It also heightens the possibility that Obama's going to dump Biden and take Gavin Newsom or Michelle. And that scares the hell out of me. And I've said that for 2 years. I still don't think Biden's running. I think he's going to be out of there sometime next year. And they're just going to drop their replacement in because they don't really believe in democracy. They don't want any kind of a primary. They don't want to go through the grueling process of all that. They'll just dump Biden when it's convenient and decide which person to put in, and the Democrats will have no say in that. It'll just be Obama making his choice. And I would think that Michelle would not run and it winds up being Gavin Newsom, but we'll see. I don't know. But this poll, the Washington Post publishes it. It's their own poll. This is the best part. It's their newspaper's poll, and most of the story is explaining to you, the reader, that this poll is wrong. We commissioned a poll. We did a poll, but it's a bad one. It's wrong. Most of the other polls showed a virtual dead heat. Well, you know what a virtual dead heat is? Because Trump is up, on all the other polls combined, Trump is up on average about 3.5. You know how they always say plus or minus 4 points or something like that? Margin of error, plus or minus 4. So if the other ones combined all have Trump up by 3.5 or 4 points, they call that a virtual dead heat because it's within the margin of error. I always double that number. If Trump's up 4 in a poll, he's up 8 because there's people that will not answer the question and say Trump. We know that. That's been proven. We know that that's baked in. But they do this whole story on, they referred to their poll as, quote, the outlier, unquote. Folks, it's a beautiful thing. 52-42. Can you imagine how much fun election night will be if it goes like that? There's a lot of work to be done between now and then, but it does give you an idea of what the country thinks about Joe Biden. See, the difference is who's president, who the incumbent is, and almost all these polls now are a reflection of what people think of what's going on, what they see. Before, if we actually voted Trump out, which I don't think we did, but if we voted Trump out, as the last election reflected, if that actually occurred, you can see where a lot of that was simply people were exhausted by Trump. He just wore them out. They were tired of the impeachment. They were tired of the mean tweets. They were tired of all this stuff. Just exhausted. Trump exhaustion. That was the Democrats' playbook. Exhaustion. And it's their playbook this year. They want to tie him up in court so much that you're just going to get exhausted with the Trump news. But this poll also reflects something even bigger than any of that. And that is, Americans know the Democrats are frauds. They know. You don't lead a poll 52-42 if people don't understand that all of these charges, all of these made-up crimes, and all this stuff is total BS. Americans know it. I think the Democrats might do themselves some good right now just dropping all of it. They won't. It's not the way they play. They're mud wrestlers, and they're going to get down in it. It's what they do, but that's awesome. A 10-point lead right now. Washington Post and ABC. What do you think the big bosses at those places said when that poll came back? Oh, God. Put it on page 8. Bury it. Use it as the kicker at the end of the broadcast. That is a reflection of a 5-point swing from February. The last ABC Washington Post poll was in February. And since then, Trump has gone up 3 from 49 to 52. So the last poll was 49-45 Trump. Their other poll was 49-45. And this one was 52-42. Biden is down 2. Biden is down 2. Oh, yeah, Trump was up 49-44. Trump was up. Yeah, 49-44. Beautiful stuff. We love news like that. Oh, on the Sunday shows, AOC made the rounds this weekend. She was on, I don't know which one she was on. I think it was the NBC one. And the lady says to AOC, you stated in July that you regret that you bought a non-union electric vehicle, a Tesla. Tesla's workers are non-union. I mean, they may even get paid more. I don't know. Have we done the research on that? Are those better jobs than the union jobs? I don't know. I don't have an opinion. Whatever. And she drives a Tesla. And the interviewer said, why wouldn't you, you know, if you feel guilty buying a non-union EV, why wouldn't you buy one of the American EVs? And AOC said, well, it was during the pandemic, and she started da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And I'm like, I think what she was trying to say was there weren't any union-built electric cars available during the pandemic, but it didn't come out that way. She basically blamed the pandemic on buying a Tesla and said she looks forward to trading it in soon for an EV that was built by union workers. And I'm sorry, it's a non-serious conversation. It's wasting airtime on a Sunday show. We have a war going on that we've spent $125 billion on, and I've got an update on that because Americans are being wounded and killed now. We have all these real serious problems. We have the border crisis. We have the economy on the fritz. And they're talking about what? What you project based on what you drive? Taylor Swift is a freak when it comes to the planet and fossil fuels, but she flew to Kansas City on her private jet. She didn't jump on Southwest, so it isn't that damn important to her. It's not important to any of these people. They're just trying to show you they're better than you are. Oh, I'm better than you. I drive an EV, and I should drive a union EV, and I'm going to do that. Before the next election, I'm going to get an American EV that was made by a union. Well, it's mostly anti-Elon Musk, let's be honest. Any backlash from liberals is toward Elon Musk. They don't like him. They used to love him. Now they despise him. Okay? So the union thing's just kind of in the way here. But what an unserious joke of a conversation, to be honest. These people are crazy. If that's the bubble they live in on Capitol Hill and major network news, and this is the stuff they think about, like all week long, you're getting ready for the show. We're going to have AOC on. What am I going to ask her? Oh, you drive an electric vehicle that was built by non-union workers. What? What? That's just, these people are crazy. That's not even an interesting topic. So I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be offensive to workers that are union or non-union. That's not my point at all. But there's just not a story here. Oh my God. They get in so much trouble by speaking out about, what was she doing? Speaking off the cuff saying, oh, I got a Tesla. It's non-union. I'd like to get a union one. Why would she have said that in July? Well, how did that even come up to where Meet the Press can then ask you about it later or something? These people are dumb. These people are really dumb. This is a sad story from the New York Times. There's an army hospital. There's a hospital in Germany called Landstuhl. Landstuhl Hospital in Germany. And they are treating American soldiers in the war in Ukraine for injuries. These are not enlisted in our armed forces. These are private soldiers. Hired, some are volunteer. Many of them, if not all of them, are ex-army or ex-military in America. And for money, they will go fight or whatever, mercenaries, if you want to call them that. But here's the interesting part. When they get wounded, they go to this hospital in Germany where they are treated and the Department of Defense is billed and the United States federal government pays for it. So our policy in Ukraine now is we won't send our forces in, but if you'd like to sign up, we'll pay you to fight. And we'll pay for your health care if you get injured or whatever. We'll pay for everything. That's out there. Department of Defense over the weekend said, well, we weren't aware that we had American soldiers being treated. Well, yeah, you got to be aware because you get the bill. And apparently it's every day. There's been many, 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 many Americans treated at this hospital. And if they're being treated for injuries, you know that there's some people dying. Where are those stories? Do we have any stories of dead Americans? People that went over there either voluntarily or for money or privately to fight? I want to know more. I need to learn more on this topic. We have got to get out of Ukraine, and that's got to be a big – that just needs to be a big topic. It's so – they're not a democracy, and he's a tyrant. Zelensky's not as bad as Putin, but he's a tyrant. He's a dictator. They're not going to have elections. He's canceled the elections. That's what the Democrats want to do here. Put Trump in jail. Maybe we go to war and say, well, we're at wartime. We can't have an election this year. A wartime president, they can invoke something, right? I've read one time they can do that. We'll have to postpone the election because we're at war. Is that what he's going to do? Is he going to do what Zelensky's done? We'll put our troops in Ukraine and then say we can't have elections next year because we're at war. We got to postpone them. I'll trust these people from anything. Our final is brought to you by North Kansas City Dental, online at nkcdental.com. That's Dr. Bill Bush. He should be your new dentist. You'll really like it. My buddy T-Bone was over there last week, said Dr. Bush is doing great. If you'd like to make an appointment, 816-471-2911, nkcdental.com. 360 Document Solutions. Anywhere in Missouri, Kansas, or Oklahoma, if your business runs like a business and you like it to run like a business, and you're always looking to be more efficient, more profitable, 360 may be able to help you. Copiers, printers, voiceover, IP, all kinds of phone solutions, and the best service in the industry. In fact, maybe the only service in the industry. Because a lot of these are just national brand companies where you talk to somebody on the phone in India and you don't know how to get something serviced or changed out or whatever. Not 360. They're your business's partner. 360documentsolutions.com. 913-745-5344. And my buddy Ron Buck. It hailed like crazy. If you got hail at your house, call Buck Roofing. Log on to rbuckroofing.com, rbuckroofing.com, and get the person out today to check you out, because that was a big hailstorm we had rolling through here. And if you've got damage on your roof, your insurance will cover that. And Ron, of course, will let you know. He's all on top of it. He is the best in the business. It is not close. They have tremendous service. They fixed my house, my previous house a few years ago when I had a hailstorm that had those old wood shingles and just cracked them right up. Here's the number. Call Buck today, 913-384-2680. That's 384-2680 for Buck Roofing. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Our final is my friend Steve Speck, who's the general manager at Canyon Farms with Great Life Golf. They host every year. It's near and dear to the Speck family. I've known the Speck family since I was born. They're a tremendous family of truly great people with giant hearts who care for others, and they are as tight-knit a family as you've ever met. They're awesome people. And many years ago, Steve lost his nephew, Carl, to a mental health disorder, I guess the way we'll describe that. And they started a very small startup charity called Carl's Cause. And the idea was to raise money for suicide prevention and mental health care. And it started really small. And you think, okay, tragedies happen to families. They start something small. And maybe in a few years it fades. And they did their best. And oh, not the Speck family. No, you see, the Speck family, in very short order, has turned Carl's Cause into the largest donor to the University of Kansas Health System's Behavioral Health Department in the country. The golf tournament 2 weeks ago, in the rain, where people could have just easily gone home, they stayed, they bought auction items, they spent money. One day, golf tournament, over $100,000 raised at Canyon Farms. Steve, the crew at Canyon Farms, the entire Speck family, congratulations. That's the largest donation yet to the University of Kansas Health System's Behavioral Health Department. It is called Carl's Cause. You can find it online if you'd like to donate and make a difference. They are just doing tremendous things. And those are the Specks that I know, known my whole life. They're awesome, and that's a really cool thing. Way to go, guys. Appreciate you. That's it for today's episode of KKHI. Don't forget to hit that like or follow button if you have not done that yet, or tell a friend about it. And it's easy to tell a friend when you get, hey, listen to this podcast. And just tell him, this Kevin Keatsman guy has issues. It's true.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.